Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my loves. It is yours truly, Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. Happy hump day, but for us, happy Monday. Welcome back to work, you little motherfuckers.
Feels like we haven't been in here forever.
It feels like a while.
Right? Because last weekend we were in Palm Springs, right? Isn't that why we didn't do it for...
You know, what is time and what is life? I don't know where I am, what time it is, the day, the year. I don't. That's where am I right now? Yeah. This is exactly why we have a Jess.
Thank you.
For real. Yes. Give everyone a wave. By the way, you guys.
Need a clap just, for Jess.
Oh, little snaps. Oh, little snaps.
My God. This is an amazing way to start off the podcast.
If you are listening right now, I want to remind you guys that Give Them Lala is officially on YouTube. You're welcome. You can watch on Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific time is when it goes live. So make sure you subscribe.
And watch it at 9:01.
Because I'm big on numbers. I'm big on numbers. I sit there and I watch. And I'm like, 1, 2, holy shit, getting YouTube followers is hard.
Also, thank you for such sweet comments, because I know, Lala, we don't really read the comments a lot, but I've been creeping on the YouTube ones.
Yeah.
Our YouTube people are the real ones.
Oh, really?
Everyone is, but like...
Well, not everyone is, actually.
But like I'm saying, Instagram, there's so many sweet people everywhere. But the YouTube people, they are.
That's where I got to go to read?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what. The grammars be trolls.
Oh, they can ruin a good day.
They certainly can. And I decided over the weekend when I was in Palm Springs, I was like, you know what? I avoid comments. But even the constant scrolling is so mind-numbing that I'm like, I'm deleting Instagram on my phone for a bit. And I'm also going to like put this on private for just a moment because I'm feeling a little exposed, which nothing's changed, right? It's just my mental has changed. I was giving the gram too much of my time. So now it's not on my phone. I'm going to keep it like that for a while. And I'm going to send all my stuff to Jess anytime I want to post.
Love that. Love it. Okay. Love it.
Poor Jessica. Before we start, I'm going to do a lot of before we starts. So I did notice that some of the comments on YouTube for the podcast are like, we want to know what Lala's done to become a Swiftie. And I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. I thought that being a Swiftie meant like you just liked her music. You just like did like. Siri, play Shake It Off. And it was like, I'm a Swiftie now because I ask for her music willingly.
Is there a, does that not mean Swiftie?
Easton.
Oh, is it like getting baptized?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
Okay.
I just learned this. Okay.
I'm on the same page.
Because when I read this, what have you done to become a Swiftie? I'm like, wait, what? I just had to like
buy an
listen,
album.
Listen, right? Like download, add to favorites in library on iTunes. No, that's not what it is. So I am asking you, my followers and listeners, to guide me. Give me the Swiftie starter pack. What should I start with? Something easy. Like I know the friendship bracelets are a thing. like slide into either the YouTube comment section, the podcast comment section, which is Give Them Lala Pod, and let me know what I should start with. And then I'm going to keep you guys updated.
One thing I do know that's huge for the Swifties is you only listen to, which most people are going to be like, duh, this should be for everyone. Only listen to Taylor's version.
Okay.
Of her
hold up.
Songs.
Okay.
So she remade.
Yeah, because so Scooter doesn't get anything from it, right? Isn't that why they had that huge.
Mm-hmm,
and she had to re-record
because
he owned all of the music masters. Rights. So now that she re-recorded everything, she can own those. From what I hear.
This is making all the sense. Yeah. So step one is fuck Scooter Braun.
Oh, no.
Capital F.
Actually, I don't know. I'm not saying oh, no to that. I'm saying.
Oh, no. It's
oh,
heavy
no
fuck
to the
Scooter
F word.
Braun. Oh.
Yeah, I literally went on to Threads one day and was like, what words should I use to replace curse words?
There's none.
Spoiler alert, we scratched that. This is how I talk. I guess if it drops me in YouTube, fuck it. I mean, there's nothing
there
I can do.
That's what
I can do.
Well, at the time, I'm so worried about
stop.
It. I can't even... I feel like you're the same. I swear so often that like I'm thinking about not swearing, so I forget what the hell I'm saying.
I know. I do know. I know. Trust me. I get it. There are things that sometimes I say and then Ocean repeats and I was like, a duck, a duck, quack, quack, where? Yes, Ocean, it's a huge truck, huge, huge truck. And then I confuse her so much that she's like, yeah, that's what I said. A duck in a truck. The things we do, don't judge me.
Don't.
I know that some of you little trolls, like I did that song the other day where I was like, I got new Crocs and I cannot lie, you know, and I did the whole thing. And then at the end I go, makes you jealous. Yeah, jealous. And this freaking troll mom was like, I love this, but why are you teaching your daughter the word jealous? It's like, well, Jan, my daughter is going to learn a lot of words. And to be quite honest, jealous is the least of my fucking concern.
Yeah, right.
The least.
Ding. Again, we should have a ding every time you say the F word.
Let's
ding.
Not. I don't want to alert YouTube any more than we've already been alerted or they've been alerted. There's got to be something that's on there where it's like, okay, in this episode of Give Them Lala, they said a curse word X amount of times. I'll work on it, but today is not the day. I'm tired. So let's just like, let's just try to get through the episode, yeah?
We're all tired because what did we just do?
You guys. So today is 9/11 and it's the national... How do I say this, Jess?
It is the...
Because I put the word. Today we did the 9/11 National Day of Service. This is correct, right?
Yes, yep.
They've basically coined this day for everybody to go out and do something that makes a difference. So what we did was we packed meals for Americans at risk of hunger. This includes veterans. We had Easton. You guys should have seen us, y'all. All right. First of all, we get there and there's a DJ and Ocean was with us and we were like, It was like a day of giving but feeling the spirit at the same time.
Yes.
We were feeling it, right?
Getting down.
Getting down. So we go out to like our little station. We have Easton who's on lentils. Lentils and veggies.
Come on now. Come on now.
Jessica is opening the packs, putting the seasoning in, putting them under the little thing where you put the cups of the lentils and the veggies. And then I'm on rice and I got a baby on my hip and I'm ricing, ooh, dancing, holding the kid, ricing, dancing, holding the kid. I kid you not, we packaged so much. In 2 hours, y'all, 2 hours, there were 135,000, and I think it was above that because that
no,
was
we
like
hit, we hit 160 at the very end.
160,000 meals made just at our location in 2 freaking hours. I want to give you a round of applause.
All of us.
Bravo for everyone, but especially
everyone,
the
everyone
them
there.
Table.
Yes.
Every single person especially. Who on 9/11 showed up and did something to make a difference. I am very freaking proud of you. So that's what we did. And I feel like we were on such a high while we were there that once we got in the car, It was like,
oh, I could have taken a nap in the car.
No, we all shut down. Lala, can you please tell the gong story, please? And if she lets me, I might share the video, but probably not.
Okay, so.
Well, you have to share the video.
Shut up, Ethan.
She was swinging.
They shut up. I'm mortified. So they asked me to make an announcement when we hit 135,000 meals, right? And the host of the event was like, or the MC said, would you like to hit the gong after? And I was like, yeah. And he preps me. He's like, you have to hit it very hard. And I was like, okay. And I start getting nervous. And he's like, you got to give it a good hit.
He did say that.
Or else it's not going to make a noise. It'll be like a ding. All right? So I'm fucking getting that back swing like I'm Sammy Sosa in this bitch. All right?
Barry Bonds.
Barry fucking Bonds.
She even lifted the front knee.
Yeah, did I really?
Oh. You threw your whole body into that.
I'm so embarrassed. So I make the announcement with all the glee in the world about the 135. Mm-hmm. I put my child down. I get the gong hitter. And I apparently...
Two hands.
He told me to hit it hard. I smack this thing so fucking hard that the room jumps. Literally jolts, okay? I was so embarrassed.
She goes, and now I'm going to hit the gong. She sets Ocean down, and there was a beat. Like, people were
going to attempt. And I'm looking at it like, it's not that big. There's no way. But the guy warned me.
She blew everyone away in the room, terrified people. It was like, bong! And, like, we all jumped. We were like, oh, my God.
I can't even watch the video. I was so funny. Embarrassed.
The guys who came up to, like, help when you guys went to fill in so we could just keep going, she go, after they hit it, they go, was that your sister?
Shut up. I hate you all. I'm so embarrassed.
Over here getting scouted for baseball teams now.
People are like, could you imagine the Dodgers call me? They're like, yo, we saw you at the 9/11 day of service. We would love to recruit you.
Yeah. She's got a swing on her.
No, that was wild. She shook us all to our core with that gong.
Right.
I was very embarrassed.
You know what? The only thing that would have been more humiliating is she winds up and does that, and it's like, bing.
100%.
No, that would have been bad.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yes.
So, yes, Easton, I got in position, all right? And I lifted that knee. And I whacked it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if I hit it and it was like what Jessica said, the tiniest of noises after I was just like, 135,000 meals, woo! Bing.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
Okay, you guys, I'm officially 33. Can we talk about it?
Do you want to?
Bravo. I mean, it was pretty legit. I mean, I was in San Francisco. So remember, I don't know what happened. What was it, Labor Day or something? Labor Day.
Yeah, that's why we didn't record.
Okay, so we pre-recorded. You guys, we're back at it, right? We pre-recorded for Labor Day because we usually record on Mondays.
Yeah.
So since we last recorded, VPR went to San Francisco. There was whatever that trip was. See, every time, I'm such an oversharer that I have to like actively stop myself when I start talking about Vanderpump. Anyway, we went to San Francisco for our finale trip. It was great. And we wrapped on September 1st, traveled back to LA on September 2nd. Let me tell you something. Without a birthday, you do not exist. Okay? So I don't care how you celebrate. I don't care if you go and blow it out the ass. You have a big rooftop party. You go out to the club. I don't care. But it has to be acknowledged in some way. So my bright idea was, instead of going from San Francisco to LAX, which is what production, that's the route that they were going to fly us, obviously, I was like, you know what? I don't want to fly to LAX and then get in a car and drive for 2 hours to get to Palm Springs. I'm going to book a ticket into Palm Springs. It was $600. I said, you know what? My time on September 2nd is valuable. I will spend that money just to make it so I don't have to spend 2 hours in a fucking car.
Karma.
So, did you just say karma? Did you just say good karma? Catch.
I'm sweating
good
now.
Catch.
No.
I'm going to cut karma. Out your tongue. Cut your tongue out. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm watching this other flight board to like the Redlands or whatever. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. They're barely boarding this. My flight is supposed to leave in 15 minutes. I look it up. It's been pushed back, postponed. So I'm like, okay, whatever. It's then postponed again. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to shake it off because it'll still put me there sooner than taking the LA 2 hour drive. So then I doze off. And then I get a phone call from Easton's friend Landon. They're all in Palm Springs. That says, my flight is set to not land now for another like 6 hours. It's like a huge delay. So I'm running through SFO, screaming naturally the F word, okay? Sobbing my eyes out. My mom tells me there's another flight to Palm Springs. I roll up on this flight attendant person or whatever the person's job is that just sits there and waits for people to like have a problem.
Concierge.
Whatever. And I was like, hey, can I get on this flight? My other one's been pushed back. And she was like, the window is closed. It's restricted now. You have to book it within an hour and it leaves in 40 minutes. And I'm like, there's no way to get me on the flight. And she's like, no, I'm sorry. And I was like, okay. Oh. Literally like that.
Did you say it's my birthday?
No, because who the fuck even cares?
No.
Who the fuck even really cares? Yes, it should be celebrated, but this random woman doesn't care, you know? So I called my agent. It was like, I don't know what to do. I said, at this point, no, you guys, I was ready to empty my bank account on a fucking private jet. I did not care. I was like, get me out of San Francisco right now. I don't know anyone here. I don't want to spend my birthday at SFO. Anyway, I ended up flying into LAX and driving 2 hours.
No, I thought it was four. Didn't it take you four or no?
No, it took me four this last time.
Okay, okay, okay.
But that's how I spent most of my birthday.
Crying in an airport.
But who can say they were in that many cities on their 33rd birthday?
You know what?
Look at the bright side, you know?
Look at the bright side.
That's how he greeted me.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, that's how he greeted me when I got to Palm Springs. Yeah, I was like, you're right. I have been a lot of places today.
I'm like, I'll light the mood a little bit.
San Francisco, Los Angeles, Palm Springs. I was bowling.
33 and thriving, right?
33 and thriving. So that's what I did. And it was like the best way to spend my birthday because wrapping this season brought tears to my eyes.
Like of happy joy? Tears?
The happiest of tears. I was done.
Yeah.
Fucking done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking done.
We know.
All right.
We
know. And can I tell you how I knew that I was old as shit now?
Mm-hmm.
Is because before I left to go to SFO, I could not figure out how to sign out of Netflix. So I YouTubed it. Oh. I YouTubed, how do you sign out of Netflix? And then it like walked me through the video. And I was like doing it with the video. And then I'd be like, wait, I can't find that. Pause. Then I'd scroll and I'm like, oh, there it is. Okay.
If we are going to talk about it,
that's how I know that I'm old. Netflix is hard, right?
I was just going to say, Netflix, this isn't the only person, and I'm not the only person. Everyone I talk to is like, how the hell do you sign out of this shit? Mm. Make it easier, please.
It's very hard. It's
I'm in hotel rooms with it now.
Exactly. Yeah. And I tried to log on to my phone to sign out of devices on that, and it was just like so beyond that I YouTubed it. It told me how to do it. Once I got to Palm Springs, you guys, I was like, I was planning on being here most of Saturday. And my daughter, not anymore, but at this point in time, was giving me so much attitude. Literally, she also made me cry on my birthday.
She did.
No, she was like being rude, so rude. And I could tell, like, you're being rude because you're feeling like I've neglected you.
Mm.
Because during filming, Ocean doesn't understand. Yes, she knows mom's going to work, but it's very like weird
different
time frames.
It's a different work than most people.
It's work than most people. And granted, my mom constantly says, Lard, most people go to work from 9 to 5 and leave their children behind. They got to go to daycare. They go to school. So that does make me feel better. But I could tell Ocean was like not digging me because I haven't been around as much as I usually am. So I decided to bail on Beyonce because I felt like being with my kid on a day that I have her was way more important. So I hope everyone had fun at Beyonce. I've now given up Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. The fact that those were two of the most iconic shows of the year.
I know. Apparently Jenner and Chalamet made their relationship official, like, at this place? Mm-hmm. Did you see them, Jessica, on the gram?
Of course I did. What do you mean? I saw them, and then I Googled more photos of Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet. Yeah. And I don't care as much as I used to, and that upset me a little bit. I don't watch Kardashians.
No, I'm with you on it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Seeing them together, though, I was like, huh, maybe I had a shot. Huh?
Easton.
Yeah. Totally.
I would say yes. Right? They're an interesting couple.
He's a good-looking
dude,
but like, yeah, right? Yeah.
That's how
I was
though?
Like, oh, he's like, being nice.
He's like,
I don't think he's like,
he's Gen Z good-looking to me, and I think that, to me, Kylie Jenner doesn't give off a Gen Z, like, she would be into Gen Z hot. So it's weird, because Kylie Jenner isn't Gen Z vibes to me. She's, I don't know.
Tell me, what were you going to say?
No, go on. I was just going to say, I can't see, like, where they, like, how did they even start talking? Where was the attraction? Mutual friends?
Who knows? Someone called someone and was like, hey, I think this would be a great pair. Anyway, I don't really care that much about them and what they do. I don't really care enough about anybody to invest in, like, what they're doing. However, I was in a conversation at one point in time before they went public, and it was said from a very, very inside insider that they, like, actually legitimately like each other and, like, legitimately have been hanging out and X, Y, and Z. So if you guys give a shit, there you go.
I don't.
They've been caught sneaking in and out of each other's homes.
And cars.
That's kind of fun.
That's cute.
I know, that is.
Aw, that would take me back to, like, high school right? days.
Do you watch...
Butterflies in the tummy.
Yes. Do you watch Sex Lives... You did, Sex Lives of College
Girls.
So
good,
The girl is Timothée Chalamet's sister, the like nerdy girl character.
Are you joking?
No.
Does she have an accent in real life?
Does she?
I don't know. Doesn't Timothée Chalamet have an accent?
Oh God, I'm fact checking this live. I might be wrong.
Yeah. How does one have an accent and the other doesn't if they're brother and sister? Doesn't make any sense. Come on, Jessica. This is the podcast of no fact checking.
I know.
Only the headlines.
We let you fact check us.
No,
allegedly.
I'm right. Yes, I'm right. I'm right. Pauline
and
is her name.
And where are they from?
And she is from, I have to Google that. Long Beach. Pauline Chalamet accent? Question mark?
Yes, they've got to talk with an accent.
Well.
I think they're British. Is that a British accent? More like Cockney. What is that?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Everyone's accent is like, all right then. That's like everyone. Let's see. Hold on. We're only going to play it for a second because I know we're not allowed to play it.
Types of performing artists that live there. And
Nope. No accent.
Does Timothée have one or did I make that up in my mind?
I think you made that up. I don't think he has an accent.
I just feel like the name Chalamet sounds like an accented person, right?
Well, he looks like he should have an accent.
Chalamet. Is he in any movies we've seen?
I love a good accent. Any kind.
Is he in
Lay
any
it on
movies?
Thick. Is he in any movies? Yes, he's an actor.
No, well, he grew up in New York.
I am shooketh to my very core.
Wow, you heard it here first, folks. Timothée doesn't have an accent. Timothée Chalamet, even though he looks like he should.
Him talking like James Kennedy.
Same.
Have you ever seen the meme? It was like, it's like one of those elf shoes and it's like, I can't explain it, but why does this shoe look like Timothée Chalamet? Have you seen that?
It's Timothée Chalamet.
No.
There's no one better than my mom. Okay. She was sitting on the couch and this is a regular occurrence. Okay. Reading the top news. This bitch is informed. AF, all right? She got all the hot topics on deck. What you need? Pop culture, politics. She's got it all. So she told me, she was like, oh my gosh, this woman was mauled by otters. What? Just look at this. She shows me. Breaking news. Mauled by otters. Lauren, this is scary. This is scary. I was like, that is very scary. First, send me the link because that needs to be spoken about on the podcast. So this is what I learned. First, it was the orcas fucking up the sailboats. They don't give a damn. Now it's the otters, okay? And apparently they're very territorial. This woman in California, all of a sudden, these otters attack her, okay? Maul her for 5 minutes, you guys. She said, I am lucky to be alive. Hundreds of stitches all over her hands, her arms, her face is all scratched up. She obviously had to go to the hospital. Her bandages have to be changed multiple times a day. Could you imagine?
Where was she?
I only read the headline. It said California. It was in California.
Am I looking this up?
Look
now?
It up. Look it up.
It's just a more wild story if she's like in a mall versus in a river.
In a mall?
That's
what
I'm saying.
Why would she be at the mall?
Where is she?
Otters don't go to the mall. This isn't PB&J on Disney. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, was she walking into a store and otters came out of nowhere and attacked? Or was she in a river somewhere? Not that it matters. This is not her fault.
It says, brutally attacked.
The attack occurred in the middle fork of the Feather River.
Okay, so in a river.
Of course in a river.
So
Jessica, do you really think they're rolling up to
no,
the
No, I'm just saying, like...
Because these otters, I'm about to... Fuck some folk up today.
No.
Come on, otter friends.
Like, was she in a jog?
Come on, otter friends.
Or a hike or something.
Jessica, no.
Well, she was in a river. We found that out.
It was in a national forest.
Okay, makes sense.
That's like asking if the orcas, were they in the ocean? Yes, they were in the ocean.
The Plumas National Forest is where that took place.
That's really heartbreaking, but... And crazy town, but I would have never ever imagined that.
Hold on.
That's crazy.
No, all I'm saying
so
is
you only read the headlines. We don't know if there was anybody with her or if she just luckily survived a 5 minute maul and then had to
if someone
go
was
get
with
help.
Her,
was somebody with her
and she got mauled for 5 minutes, that's not your friend anymore. to be quite honest.
And by the way, earlier this year,
you can get them off.
No, they go toes.
They're like hamster. No, they're bigger. They're like gerbils. No, they're bigger.
I could only see them when they popped their heads out of the water near me. I started screaming for help, but there was nobody on the lake. Oh my God. You guys, all I'm saying is please be careful. It was a group of otters. And by the way, they also did this earlier in the year. And mama otters are very protective of their babies. So be careful.
It was a gang of otters. That's really scary. Why? You guys, you can't trust anyone these days. Dude. Or any animal. That's horrifying.
I know. I saw another guy get his leg bit off by a shark.
There was another one in Montana. This person was airlifted.
An otter attack?
From her. Yes. They've gone rogue. The otters have gone rogue. So be careful. Thank God it's wintertime.
What's it gonna
be next? No one's sitting riverside. We're approaching
dead of summer.
No, it's not.
Feels like it.
We're approaching fall. Do you go on the river in fall? Depending on the weather, I guess. Right? Yeah. Well, in LA, of course.
Yeah. I mean, that's where people go up to see the leaves change.
Seaside in December. Okay, you may have a little jacket on. But
you can't trust it. Don't feed the squirrels because it's going to be squirrels next. Just let them live in peace. And yeah. We'll also try and live in peace.
I agree. My mom also let me know that there was a woman or man. They didn't say what, but someone had chronic diarrhea on a Delta flight. And I hate to laugh.
Can you imagine?
It's no. Usually me.
Apparently the flight attendant called into headquarters or whatever and was like, we need to make an emergency landing for biohazardous shit on the plane. There has been a passenger who has diarrhea down the entire aisle.
Okay.
And I want to know, did they drink Senna tea before? Or is this, I know the feeling.
And also, like, was it just down the aisle? Was it all over? Were they running?
Explosive diarrhea.
Were they sprinting down the aisle?
I just can't imagine it was on the ceiling. I can't imagine that they were like.
I just picture like half of the plane just shit splattered.
Fire hosing.
Blowing the windows out.
No. I think it was just like they probably knew something was happening.
Have you seen Hall Pass?
Yeah.
Remember when she doesn't feel good and she sneezes and shit.
She's like, I feel so bad. Much better.
I feel like that's how I imagine.
We
him.
All know that feeling, by the way. Like, let's not even pretend. We just like get to do it alone.
Yeah.
That
right?
Poor person though, was she screaming? Because if that
by the
were
way,
me-
I don't know if it was a girl or a boy. Oh. All they said was a passenger. I think they're trying to keep the anonymity of anonymity.
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 What is this, Finding Nemo?
And then they're trying to keep the person anonymous.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, what is
like,
happening?
Would you
want to
be like, yeah, that was me shitting on the plane? That Delta flight was
oh,
me.
I would be like, who the fuck was that?
Even if it was me, I'd be like, I was on the plane, but I don't know who.
Disgusting. No, but that's
no judgment
sad.
Here, but I'm pretty convinced it was the Senate. In my mind, they went to creation. They got the poop enforcer before the flight because the person at the counter said, yeah, drink it 24 hours before. You'll be fine. No. No, I will not be.
And then there was a baby on the flight that said, is that chocolate? Inside joke, you guys.
Oh, my God. No. The baby said, what's that? What is that? I'm not going to out anybody, but this is just how I feel. Maybe it went down on Delta.
Oh, my God. Poor woman. You know, that's humiliating. And you know, if she's not humiliated, good for her. But if I can be so bold to say, if you are that person, woman or man, and you just want to DM the podcast, we'd love to maybe have a phone call. Have a phone call with them and just ask all the questions.
Yeah, I'll even put that weird filter on your voice.
Yeah.
It'll sound like The Neighbor or whatever. What's that show called?
The Neighbor.
Hello.
I've been watching you from afar.
The Watcher.
The Watcher. I'll the make you sound like the Watcher.
Yeah.
And we'll talk all about you shitting all over Delta.
And if you're still allowed to fly.
Yeah, right? They've been banned. They're on the no-fly list.
Okay, before we move on to all things reality, I just want to say this. Disney has to pay $9.5 million in a class action lawsuit because apparently like 100,000 people bought the magic key, which is like the season's pass, and they were told that there would be no blackout dates. I have this pass, and it's nothing but blackout dates. So Disney, I'm going to give you a chance to right this wrong. Otherwise, I'm ready to go freaking toes because I have a child. I spent mad money on these passes. And literally, every time I sign on to make a reservation, you all have blacked me out, okay? And I'm kind of freaking over it. You're not going to charge me all this money so that I, and basically I can't go. I would have been better off just buying day passes each time. Mm-hmm. For real.
Well, yeah.
Here, I'm not happy about it.
Then they tell you when you can and can't go. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, and I would really hate to have to blast you weekly as my ache of the week. I don't want to do that to you. I know you're Disney, but I'm fucking Lala. So what's up? Chess up, bitch.
Chess up, Disney.
Chess up, bitch. Let's go.
Could you imagine they come for me? I'm like, what? I'm sorry.
What do we need to take
down? I love the Magic Kingdom.
We'll take it down right now.
No.
But please make it right. My daughter wants to go, and I have to tell her that it's, I don't know what's wrong, babe. I don't know what's wrong. It's very rude.
Very rude, Disney. Don't
by the way,
that.
$9.5 million to Disney is like nothing. I think I did the math. And by the way, I'm no math wizard, but it's like $95 a person, which is kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That could, my math could be totally wrong, but the calculator did it.
You just could have done it wrong on the calculator.
Correct.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Let's go into Real Housewives. So I said to the group, we give them all a group on Saturday. Hi, everybody. Happy, happy weekend to you all. Make sure that you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta Reunion. Make sure that you're caught up on OC. Make sure that you start Real Housewives of Salt Lake because that's up and running now. And also make sure that you're caught up on Roni. So while they did that, I forgot to do all of that.
She sure did. She sure did.
And I watched Desperate Housewives instead. Okay, did we watch Atlanta? Easton?
Yes.
Did you? You watched the first episode, right?
Well, yeah, I watched. I didn't know there was a part two. I got onto Peacock and it wasn't there, so that's my fault.
Peacock will be on today.
Yeah.
I do have to say, in your text, you put Reunion Part 1. So I also watched part one.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, it says Part 1.
All right, that's fine. I watched Part 1 too. What did we gather? Did we like it? You want to know what I gathered? This is what I gathered from the first 45 seconds. This is what I learned. Sheree got a nose job. She was swollen in her interviews. That's what she's saying, and that's why her face looked really different. Marlo is Ozempicing her ass off because she wants sample sizes.
She admitted.
I love a bitch who admits. Sonia, this was really heartbreaking. So last week's episode, we had spoken, and it was before the finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta had aired. And we were talking as a group about the right age to tell people, or like a younger child, that you're expecting a baby. And we saw in the finale Sonia with her doctor, and the doctor saying you're at 5 weeks or something like that. And she's like, what am I going to tell Ducey? Like, he's so excited about this. And I was 5 weeks 2 weeks ago. And her doctor says, like, I would advise you to not bring him into the conversation. You know, he's very young, and although kids are resilient, just hold off. So we talked about that on the podcast. Cut to the editing process. I'm now watching the finale episode. So this must have been the one before the finale. I don't know what it was. Somewhere in between that episode of Atlanta and us discussing it and recapping, I watch the most recent episode, and she loses the baby. So we took that out of the podcast of us breaking down when the right time is, because I just didn't want that in here at that point in time. But she's pregnant again, which is amazing, and I'm so happy for her family. So that I also learned. I'm very, very happy for the son, because Ducey was very upset about his mama miscarrying the baby. I learned that Kenya has great tits, okay? I've always known this, but, you know, she really showed up with the underboob. I usually only see top boob. Fantastic, okay? Candy is still booked and busy, badass bitch. And then Drew is still living with her person, her ex, her not ex. And I was like, whatever, we're out in these streets pulling a Tom and Ariana. This is like a common thing. What is this? What is going on?
It's easy to leave, I promise, guys.
Way harder to be like, we're breaking up, you toxic fuck. I'll be down the hall if you need me. Like, that sounds like it would take me out. I couldn't do it.
No, it's
I would stay with a friend before I stayed in the house with my ex.
There's got to be a reason. Can someone please tell me, if you are a lawyer or something, the reasoning behind, because is there something legally that I do not understand? Because again, I left the home, but I didn't own that home. It was not mine. So of course I was getting the fuck out. But I think even if I owned it, I would have been chucking up deuces being like, I'm out of here.
We'll figure that out later.
And you can also deal with my lawyer on that. So please, if you're a lawyer, tell me if there's some sort of like legal repercussion to moving out of a home that you own with
your partner. Or if you're a therapist, and if there's a deeper embedded and you're staying with them for some sort of fucked up reason.
Right.
Oh, I like that, Ethan. Yeah. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. You're learning podcasting.
I'm getting there. It's taken months, but we'll get there.
Yes, you get into all, you put all your feelers out, you know? Ooh. Open up the conversation. So that happened. But I'm excited because I think the one that we need to watch, part two, is out.
I think part two is going to be the juicy one. Juicy. I won't lie, part one, it was good. There was some banter, but I didn't care for it. But then again, I don't love Housewives, so sorry, everybody.
Bite your damn tongue.
Do you even know where you are? Look around you, you buffoon.
I know.
You buffoon.
Bravo vultures are going to come and get me. Actually, I will say I'm getting to like it. Because I'm now, back when I had to watch it with you, it was like I was just watching it, putting an episode together. But now that I'm actually involved, I'm
seeing who they are, and I'm really starting to love who they are and like how they handle themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so like OC, I've seen the majority of this, all of it. So I'm starting to actually like it. We already know about Roni and me because Brynn.
You love Roni.
I can watch Roni all day.
Brynn. I'm going to try to get her on the pod, by the way.
Yeah, I want to stare at
it. I've been keeping the conversation open. Let's talk about OC. How did you guys feel about it? Can I tell you? Let me tell you something. I will never be jealous of your relationship. I will never be jealous of your friendships, your family life, your home life. You tell me that you just got $55 million. I'm fucking jealous. I'm so jealous that I'm seething with jealousy. Okay? I'm mad. Because I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you blame Heather for not telling the group?
No.
Nope, not at all. I do the same. And she was so right. She was like, what am I supposed to, like, I 100% agreed with her. I love her so much. I love her relationship. I think she's so classy. I loved her in this episode.
I
love her.
It's a home. It's like if somebody goes out and buys a new car, it's like, who gives a shit? You don't have to tell everybody and all your friends. You know, it's like she sold a home that's a family oriented thing. Why do you need to tell your friends?
You don't need to tell your friends. And also the whole thing around like, I've got to be out in 3 weeks. You never know if it could fall through. You want everything signed, sealed and delivered. And before you start talking about it, there was also an NDA involved. And this is so much bigger than like Little Housewife drama. We're talking about real wealth here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a family who's like, you know what? We need some like little humble abode, like a little $55 million place, you know? Like, this is real money that we're talking about. And I think whoever bought it, who was like, you must sign an NDA, they want their privacy. I don't want to be spoken about. I don't want this out there. I want you reality TV people who are also very rich out in 3 weeks. Then you can go off and talk about it. We'll be in the home and we'll be left alone. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be a part of this storyline.
Yeah, yes.
Don't you think?
And like she said in the show as well, she sits there and gets dragged for bragging. And then she's like, okay, then I'm not going to like say this and have it come off as bragging. And then it's like, I agreed with her.
And what is Emily's big beef with Heather having her initials everywhere? I don't get that.
Emily,
why are you so
rubbed
mad?
Me the wrong way. No, I think it's clear. I think it's a hint of jealousy. It's like the oldest thing in the book.
But I thought there was a lot of HDs everywhere too. And I thought when she was making those jokes beforehand, that was funny. Like, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't
but
think
she
was
like was eating
jealousy.
That.
Yeah, she's eating. Like, I thought she was drunk and having fun and just poking fun at a shitload of HDs.
There were a lot of HDs.
Like, that's funny.
They were everywhere.
They were,
cups,
but I loved
napkins,
it.
Napkins, plates. It's like, at what point can you just put it on a wine glass? And like, that's how I look. So I thought it was funny that she did it. I think take a joke and look around and maybe see that HD is everywhere and be like, oh, wow. Okay.
I think taking more ownership of like, I really freaking love myself. And I need to shove Heather DeBro down your throat.
And I want to say that about you because you love your face everywhere. And I love
everywhere.
That you love it. Like you take, you're like, I wish I could just put my whole face on this wall. And I love that you say it and love it. And I wish that she probably would have just said it because I think there was something behind the HD in her doing a shitload of them.
But it was an HD party. It's not like you walk into her home and HD is everywhere in one room. I would have tattooed it on all the ladies' foreheads. If it like a temporary tattoo.
Well, I'm surprised it wasn't with how many there were.
I know.
Holy shit.
But they were
HD,
everywhere and I was
celebrate
fine
with me.
It.
You look to your left, there it is. You look to your right, they're everywhere.
Heather DeBro is fabulous.
Love
By
her.
The way, though, I love Emily too. Because you're right, Easton. In the moment, it just seemed like she was a little drunk.
Yeah,
and it was freaking awesome.
And also,
eating that really thin cucumber like a fruit roll up.
Next up, who the fuck is just giving thin sliced out cucumbers? Chop them up in the salad. I don't want to do it.
I hear it.
It's very bougie to do like a long, like a ribbon.
Guess what? I
would have
been playing
veggie.
Like that was my tongue and I would have gone, me.
Yes.
I'm cringing.
I thought it was funny. Maybe I'm just.
No, I thought it was hysterical.
But like also, I thought it was funny, but also it's like, this is maybe just me being annoying, but like the people, the chefs are there, the servers are there. You also have to like respect, this is food. People have taken a lot of time to plate this for you. And then you're just like being drunk and sloppy and obnoxious. It's like, okay, get it together.
I really love that you said that. Heather did not prepare this food for you. Yes. All right. She hired like a service to come in and do what they do extremely well. And now you're just insulting them.
So, you're like, saying there's sand in it. Like, grow up.
That has nothing to do with Heather. That has nothing to do with Heather. No. That's not insulting to her.
There's people serving. You don't think it's offensive being like, there's sand in it. Like, I, as a server, I've been a waitress. I would feel, like, so uncomfortable if that. I'd be like, oh, my God, panicked, run back to the kitchen. Someone's saying there's sand in it. Like, it's a whole thing. And I think people like her maybe don't think about that a lot. But think about that shit.
Just think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it okay that we skip Roni today?
Yeah. I loved it. I loved
it. You did? Then let's talk about it.
No. Let's skip it. But I just want to say,
I think we could skip it because
I didn't watch it.
I think that there wasn't a whole bunch in the middle. And now they're on a trip. And I think we'll get some juice.
Oh, the trip is going to be juicy.
Yeah. So I think we'll have some good stuff on.
Lots of emotions. On a trip, everyone cried. Everyone.
Good. Love that.
Sai got deeper into like her past and her things she's dealt with. I mean, I just love them. Bryn cried multiple times. We learned a lot.
So you felt like this trip was like a bonding experience for all of them?
Well, bonding, but then, you know, 2 seconds later, Bryn and Aaron make up, and then an hour later, they're fighting again at dinner. Like, they can't get through a dinner without I don't even know what was the argument about.
I don't even.
Bryn said something about her freezing her eggs, and she said this was telling a story, and then Aaron was like, I don't believe that. Like, that is so extra. And Bryn was like, why would I make that up? Like, talking about whatever. And it was just a weird moment. And I'm like, you girls were all good in the van being like, let's get drunk together. And then you're fighting.
Oh, it always ends badly when you start drinking. Because then, like, all of the feelings that you just spoke about, out the freaking window. And you're like, I'm Tequila Katie. You know? It gets very intense once the alcohol starts flowing.
Can I ask you a question, though? Did you see any of where they stayed? Because it was so incredible. And I want to know, do you sometimes see Bravo shows and you're like, damn. I mean, your trips are amazing. But do you sometimes see the housewives on shows and going on their trips and you're like, come on, can we get that? Because it was beyond.
It looked like Greece.
Did you see where they stayed?
She saw.
Yeah. I've seen.
Chef, like, I mean, it was their own private beach, beach bungalow. It was beyond.
It was,
all right.
It was the bee's knees. Okay. Pick it up.
Moving on.
We went to San Francisco for ours.
Which is really going downhill right now.
Fuck you.
All I see is videos of just like homeless men riding down garbage cans on the streets.
By the way, resourceful. Have you been to San Francisco? It is hilly as it gets. Yeah. No, for real. Ugh. I loved San Francisco, by the way.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
It's one of my favorite cities.
But it certainly was not me sitting on a private beach. Okay. And that's not even their finale. This is a trip mid-season. My Lord. Okay, I want to jump to our aches and reliefs of the week. Easton, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, I can start us off.
What
would you like to hear?
Fun podcast, though, by the way.
This one was
so
way fun.
And we were all tired.
I know. And now I'm awake. Yeah. Is anybody else like alert now? I was sleeping and I think the coffee fucking.
I'd like a sandwich.
Ooh. You'd like a sandwich?
Yeah.
Let's go get one after.
After
this.
A good belly laugh, I like a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
All right, go for it, TT.
All right. Let's start with the ache. My ache of the week is going to, I don't have one, but I have one coming up, and this ache of the week is going to be, I'm going back to Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that, but I'm preparing to get a home, either sold or rented. So if you're in the Salt Lake area, you know,
hit a brother up.
We got a home for you.
I love it. So that's the ache. What's the relief? Ache.
The relief is I had friends this weekend, and we went to dinner. We went to Katsuya.
Okay.
We went to the Victorian.
So fun.
Way fun. So we had some fun there. And then the next night we went to Tom Tom, which was pretty fun. Shout out Tom Tom. I always enjoy it there.
Tom Tom has great food.
No, they do. I actually really love their drinks too. They got good mocktails.
Yeah. And they turned one side into Pump and then the other side is Tom Tom.
Yeah. And I actually like the vibe of going back and forth in them. I thought it was great. And then after that, we went to Barney's Beanery.
Oh, the Beanery.
The Beanery.
I've never been still. I have to go with you.
Let's plan a Rams game to watch at...
Because we saw Loon. We saw Loon over there.
We saw some Loon people.
Shout out Loon and Eli. So yeah, no, it was way fun. I went to Barney's Beanery trying to get another bean, but didn't get the beanery.
Trying to get another bean. Does that mean vagina?
Yeah, like a clit. A clitoris.
Get another bean.
Sick fuck. My God.
Went to the beanery for a bean.
Ugh. Why would you go there for it? It's a bunch of dudes watching sports. Isn't.
There's so many hot girls at Barney's Beanery.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are there hot dudes? For me? I was going to say for me and Jess. You're engaged. We didn't even talk about it.
That's going to be her problem.
I feel like it happened so long ago.
It feels like it happened forever ago.
It didn't. It was 4 days.
No, cut off. Go.
No, don't tell your relief. It's so.
Just the Barney's Beanery. That's just the relief was my homies were in town and we got to hang out. Went to Barney's Beanery and a couple of things. So it was fun.
That was my relief.
Now I got to go to this bullshit.
That's okay.
Fuck. Boo. But now let's talk about you.
Jessica, flash your rock to all the people on YouTube.
Oh. Damn.
Oh, she's sparkly.
Damn.
The face.
I got engaged. Thank you to my man. 7 years. He came through. And finally, no. I've said it on here before. We always went back and forth with marriage and stuff. And then I think it was a year and a half ago. We really just had the talk. And we were and I said to him, you know what? If you proposed, I wouldn't say no.
Aww.
And it was really beautiful. I cried immediately. It was so sweet and lovely and personal and wonderful. And I was so happy. And it was the day after my sister's wedding. And my first thing I did was I looked at her when he got down on one knee because I thought for sure there would be steam coming out of her ears.
Yeah.
And she was so happy. She was beaming. And then I find out they've been planning this for 3 months.
Well, I think because you've told me before that he was very into it just being the two of you. And you wanted it to be a giant, you wanted all of your family and you're from a big family. It's yes. not going to be a regular thing with your entire family getting together.
Exactly.
I know for a fact, which obviously, I just don't see Kyle being you know what? I'm just going to spring this on everybody.
Yeah.
The day after her sister's. No, it's this is the one time everyone's going to be together. It's exactly what you wanted.
It is. And I told him about this 5.5 years ago when we talked about it. And he was like, if you were to get proposed, what would it your ideal proposal? And I was like, my whole family, my grandma. I have so many memories on my grandma's back deck. I have the biggest things in my life happened there. And he had said, he was like, that is so weird. Why would you want a proposal, an intimate thing done in front of everyone? And so from then on, I was like, oh, he'd never do that. And he
meanwhile,
see, we thought it was going to be in Hawaii.
I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Which part of me was oh, well, that's weird because it's not really special to us. We haven't been to Hawaii together, but it could be cute. Lala's going to be there and her family. And then Joe, the guy we're staying with, is a professional photographer. That makes sense.
A little random.
But random. But
I love you so much.
Yeah.
But I would never expect Kyle to be in front of Lala and her family. I know she wants it in front of her own family, but fuck that.
It was beautiful. I was really happy. That's obviously my relief of the week. And then my ache is, this is really shallow and weird, but when I was home, I was in the water. And once again, my gold jewelry, I don't spend a ton of money on gold jewelry, but I do spend money on gold jewelry that promises to not tarnish. And once again, it tarnished. And that's the third set of gold jewelry go in the water with, and it tarnishes. So if anyone has good brands out there,
okay, I like
that. You can suggest, and I will try because I'm now on brand number 3 and tarnishes.
All right, so we're looking for gold jewelry that's inexpensive that will not tarnish.
Yes.
Slide into...
I'll share it with you or whoever.
Share it. Yes, I
love
it.
Your ache and relief, Law.
All right, mine's a little bit deeper than y'all's.
Oh, no.
So my ache of the week is finding out that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis wrote letters for leniency on Danny Masterson. I was appalled, disgusted. These people talking. I'm sorry. Once something goes into the court systems, there is an arrest made. There is enough evidence that you have done something wrong. For these two people to write letters talking about his behavior and he's a great guy. Ooh, fuck off. All right. Bad move, by the way, because the victim, her name is one of them, is Chrissy Bixler. She did not take kindly to Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher writing these letters. So she decides to get on social media and start blasting them. And you guys know I love this. I have fire in my soul talking about it right now. Out them all. Lock them up. Throw away the fucking key. I have a daughter. It will not be tolerated. It will be spoken about. I'm not afraid. Okay? So this is my ache, is the letter of leniency. Those letters sent in. Okay? Now, Mila and Ashton get onto Instagram and they do an apology. Don't care. Mila seems to be a little bit more like, I'm so sorry. Ashton is shitting bricks. Okay? Because this Chrissy Bixler has gone on and there's now some things that are being spoken about, right? Like a call being made from Ashton to Danny on speakerphone while Chrissy's in the car. If we all remember, there was a woman who was murdered. Ashton Kutcher was brought into court and not questioned about that, but he was put on the stand because they were supposed to have a date that night or something. Something's not right there. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, right? People talking to me about controlling the weather. Okay, you're a freaking weirdo. Things like this, something is not right. I back Chrissy Bixler 110%. She does follow me on Instagram. I did slide into her DM saying how freaking proud I am of her for not being afraid. Victims deserve peace. And these little fucks that walk around thinking that they're not going to be exposed someday, I want you to know your day is coming, all right? I want you to wake up every single day knowing it may be today. And when you go to bed at night, I think you should thank God that you got through one more day because tomorrow may be the day, all right? Just know that. My relief is that even after the letters of leniency, Danny Masterson was sentenced to 30 years for rape. Let's give a round of applause to the justice system coming through. What a beautiful day. Fuck you, Danny.
And it always doesn't. It doesn't always come through. We can say that.
Right? It doesn't.
But it doesn't. But it did but for it
this
did.
One. So we it are, did for this one. So let's so celebrate we wins celebrate where we can because yep. Not everybody gets this. And I wish that everybody did get this. But let's try to keep a little bit of faith and hope in the justice system because that was a huge win. And Chrissy Bixler said, wow, tonight after he, you know, got his sentencing for 30 years, said it was the first night that I slept.
Oh, I loved that.
I know. I have chills. So there's that. I hate to end it on kind of a heavier note, but that's what we do here. We're hitting all both ends of the spectrum, everything in between. I love you guys so much. Jessica, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Easton, I'm going to miss you so much this
week. I know,
I'm
going to miss you guys, but I'm back for the next one. I come back on, shit.
What?
Yeah. Well, when are we?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Who knows? I want to apologize for how much we cussed on this episode. We'll try to do better next time.
Or let us know if you liked it.
But we can't promise. All right, I love you guys. Happy hump day. We will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.